Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this audio we'll discuss the writer Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. Okay? Now, Ngugi Wa Thiong'o was born in 1938 in Kenya, and Kenya is a country in Africa. So Ngugi Wa Thiong'o is a Kenyan writer and he's also considered as East Africa's leading novelist. Now, reading about the writings of Ngugi Wa Thiong'o is important both from the point of view of literary works as well as from the point of view of critical theory, in particular post-colonial theory or post-colonialism. That is why please pay attention, close attention to the writings of Ngugi Wa Thiong'o. Okay? Now, Thiong'o's novels are written in English but also in the native language of Kenya, which is Kikuyu. Okay? K-I-K-U-Y-U. Sometimes Kikuyu language is also called Gikuyu. G-I-K-U-Y-U. Okay? Ek hi cheez hai. Now, Kikuyu language is one of the Bantu languages of Africa, and Bantu languages are a set of more than 500 languages that are there. Okay? Unme se ek hai Kikuyu, which is also called Gikuyu. Okay? Now, with respect to the writings of Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, you'll find that Ngugi's writings often draws upon the rich oral storytelling traditions of his Gikuyu culture. In his writings, he incorporates elements like folk tales, songs, and even proverbs. Okay? Along with this, you'll also notice that his works are deeply political. They often address the themes of colonialism as well as neo-colonialism. Okay? Along with this, they also address issues of class struggle and cultural identity. Now, with respect to the important writings of Ngugi Wa Thiong'o, one of the most important and popular writings by Thiong'o are Weep Not Child. Okay? Weep Not Child. This is the title. This came out in 1964, and when this was published, this was the first major novel in English by a East African. Aur ek kis cheez ke bare mein hai novel? Now, this is a story of a Kikuyu family that is drawn into the struggle for Kenya's independence during the state of emergency and the Mau Mau rebellion. M-A-U-M-A-U. Mau Mau. Mau Mau rebellion. Now, let me first tell you that Kenya was also under the British rule, British imperial rule, the way India was, and even the people of Kenya had to fight for independence. Okay? And Mau Mau was a kind of rebellion, a major rebellion that took place there. Okay? So, ye kitab jo hai, Weep Not Child, it is about the struggle for Kenya's independence. Okay? And also the Mau Mau rebellion. Now, after that, the next important work by Ngugi Wa Thiong'o is called A Grain of Wheat. Okay? A Grain of Wheat. Aur wheat ki spelling kya hai? W-H-E-A-T. Wheat. Wo wala wheat. Okay? This was published in 1967. Now, this novel focuses on social, moral, as well as racial issues of the struggle for independence and its aftermath, okay? And the time that came after independence. Okay? After that, the next important work by Ngugi Wa Thiong'o are Petals of Blood. Okay? Petals of Blood. This was published in 1977, okay? And this deals with social and economic problems in East Africa after independence. Okay? After independence. And in particular, this is about the continued exploitation of peasants or farmers and workers by foreign businesses and also a greedy indigenous bourgeois. Matlab, foreign governments or foreign businesses don't exploit the natives on their own. First of all, they bribe some of the locals, some greedy locals, and then the foreign businesses exploit. So this work is about that. Okay, how these foreign business interests and the greedy indigenous bourgeois or the higher middle class continued the or perpetuated the exploitation of peasants even after independence of many East African countries. Okay? Now, uske baad ek aur inka work hai, that is also quite important. And this work was written both in English as well as Kikuyu. Okay? And the name of this work is Wizard of the Crow. Okay? Wizard of the Crow. C-R-O-W. Now, this work is very satirical in nature. And satirically, it describes a African dictatorship even after independence was achieved. So, in a way, the legacy of colonialism, the problems during colonialism, were ultimately and later perpetuated by the native dictatorship or the indigenous dictatorship. Okay? And this work came out in 2004. Okay? Wizard of the Crow came out in 2004. Now, along with writing novels, he has also written some plays. And of the many plays, there is a very famous play by him called The Trial of Dedan Kimathi. ठीक है, DEDAN, Dedan Kimathi, KIMATHI. ठीक है, The Trial of Dedan Kimathi. This was published in 1976. Now, after that, another fact you should keep in mind is that, as I told you in the beginning, that the works and the ideas of Ngugi wa Thiong'o are also important from the point of view of post-colonial literary theory or post-colonial studies. In particular, इनका एक बहुत famous work है. It's called Decolonizing the Mind. ठीक है, Decolonizing the Mind, the Politics of Language in African Literature. ठीक है, Decolonizing the Mind, the Politics of Language in African Literature. This was published in 1986. And in this work, Ngugi argued for African language literature as the only authentic voice. ठीक है, as the only authentic voice for Africans. And he also stated his own intention of writing only in Kikuyu or some other African language rather than in English. ठीक है, why? Because as he famously states in this work that language is a carrier of culture. So till the time we get rid of a colonial language, till that time the colonial mindset will also not go. ठीक है, so from an exam point of view, just remember that the writings and the ideas of Ngugi wa Thiong'o are important both from the point of view of African literature as well as from the point of view of post-colonial literary theory. After that, you should remember the important works that he wrote. First, I told you, Weep Not Child. Okay, Weep Not Child. Uske baad, A Grain of Wheat. Okay, A Grain of Wheat. Afterwards, Petals of Blood. Okay, Petals of Blood. Uske baad, Wizard of the Crow. Okay, Wizard of the Crow. This was, keep in mind, also written in Kikuyu along with English. After that, I told you that he has also written some plays. Out of those plays, one is very famous. It's called The Trial of Dedan Kimathi. And let me tell you that Dedan Kimathi was a freedom fighter. Okay, so isme hota kya hai that Dedan Kimathi, the freedom fighter, is captured by the colonial powers and he is put on trial. Okay, for his subversive activities. After that, I told you that the next work that you should keep in mind is Decolonizing the Mind. ठीक है, Decolonizing the Mind, the Politics of Language in African Literature. ठीक है, this particular work is important from the point of view of post-colonial literary theory. ठीक है, and also keep in mind that Ngugi wa Thiong'o, in his works, attacks not just colonialism and the impact of colonialism, but he also attacks neo-colonialism as well as capitalism as well as corruption among the new economic elite of Kenya. ठीक है.